such mercy.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of love.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, good morning and welcome to Word of Life, Eternal Life Ministry. One of the regular questions every human being, everyone one time asked is, who is God? Well, how we get to know him? It's a very hard question to answer. Most people are not sure about God. Some who believe in God are not able to answer the question. There is no literature or philosophers who had ever gave a good explanation of who God is except the Word of God, the Holy Bible. To a believer of God, God is an amazing person who protects, provides, helps in time of need and safety from dangers. For a stronger believer, God is of about all that is said above and a creator, life sustainer, and an eternal father and savior of the soul. To the Word of God, he is self-existing, self-sustaining, no beginning, no end, eternal, everlasting, and self-sufficient. God is not responsible to anybody to reveal his existence. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Psalms 90 verse 2, it's a confession from the great man of God, Moses. There is no other man in the Old Testament who has came close face to face than Moses, that who met God, faced God. God lives outside of our familiar knowledge. He is not within our knowledge. Philosophy and science can't detect God. Philosopher and scientists admit, yes, there is someone far beyond our detecting ability who will not appear before our reasoning nor submit to our curious inquiries. According to A.W. Tozer, who wrote this statement I just read. And he also said, but experiencing God requires a great deal of humility, more than most of us possess. A.W. Tozer, a popular evangelical author who lived between 1897 and to 1963. Popular evangelical author and Christian mystic, one of the most influential American evangelists of the 20th century. We think of God down to our level, for he is everywhere but nowhere. He is independent of matter and space. He is unaffected by time or motion, holy, self-dependent, and owes nothing to the world his hands have made. Dr. Tozer has put this little poem written by Frederick W. Faber in his book called The Knowledge of the Holy. Timeless, spaceless, single, lonely, yet sublimely three, thou art grandly, always only God in unity, lone in grandeur, Lord in glory, who shall tell thy wondrous story, awful Trinity? The teaching of Christianity is that man chose to be independent of God and confirmed his choice by deliberately disobeying the divine command of God. So when man disobey God and make his own plan, his own decisions outside the word of God, he is in violation of the relationship that normally existed between God and his creature. This behavior of man rejected God as the ground of existence and threw man upon himself. Amen. God, if you say, what is he like? And one of the answers to that is God is incomprehensible. It's a question of a child, the philosopher, religious person. What is God like? The only answer is God is not exactly like anything we have seen, or like anybody, or like any beings. God is not like any human imaginations of mythological beliefs of the shape or size of any creatures in the heavens or on the earth or below the ocean. Man can imagine God by his own mind, which is a creation of Supreme God. So man's mind is not able to understand or picture God. In the Holy Scriptures, written on vision of prophet named Ezekiel, on God, he looks at sea. I looked and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire unfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the mist thereof as the color of amber, and the mist of the fire. And he continually explains and how God's presence is like. And God has no shape, no size, and he is a spirit. In the Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus said, God is spirit. And everyone need to communicate or worship that God, you need to do in your spirit. Amen. So in the Ezekiel's vision, after he explained the awful, very spectacular vision of the God's throne, and in verse 26 of chapter 1, he comes and he says, and above the firmament that was over their heads, which was the angels who carrying the throne of God, likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now we know that God, Spirit, hallelujah, that he lives in his Son, Jesus Christ. God is infinite. We cannot comprehend him. Amen. We are finite people, but whoever desire burn their heart to God, he reveals himself to him or her as the uncreated light and inspired, fulfilled by the Holy Ghost. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman who was searching God that God is spirit in John 4:24. So one must search the spirit by their heart, more deeply by their soul and spirit in searching God. When one seeks God through pure desire of their heart and soul, God reveals in his goodness of love, comfort, peace, joy, patience, long-suffering, his desire to protect and provide, and the human soul will be filled with all of them. So you seek God in your spirit. You spend quiet time and you talk in your heart. You ask, God, please show me yourself. Sometimes a person asks, oh, if there is a God, why don't he show up himself? Well, he did show up. the world has been created by God, and everything created by God in the world itself, that nothing from nothingness. In the book of Hebrews, it says that when God created the universe, He created the universe from nothingness. Amen. Ex nihilo is the word in Greek to use that completely there was nothing existed when God called them into existence. Now we can know God by His divine attributes. He is immortal and dwells in the unapproachable light that none can get near to that light. According to 1 Timothy verse 16 of chapter 6. Amen. Charles Wesley said, as stated by A.W. Tozer in his book called The Knowledge of the Holy, says, "Glory thine attributes confess, glorious, all and unnumberable, or numberless." God had provided answers to who He is through His scripture. Number one, His scripture, amen, talks about the creation. Amen. In Psalms, you look at Psalms 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmaments, amen, declares His creation. Amen. Talking about the signs of the universe, the galaxies. Psalms, talks about it. Amen. So God's presence in the universe is being declared by the scriptures, as we are going to read that scripture right here. Psalms 19. "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge." These are the great stars and moons and everything we see on the planet, on the sky. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Even though it's unspoken, they are showing to the whole earth that they are there. And they have a creator, the way they stand there. The heavens, He has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. Praise the Lord. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from His heat. You see, this is an amazing thing. Scientists never knew until late 19th century, 17th century, that the sun is moving. Sun moves and it circles the universe. Praise God. And when it circles, it's carrying the family of the sun. The families or all the planets goes along with the sun, which has in its attractive force, which is in the Milky Way. So He circulates the Milky Way in a fastest 2,000 kilometer per hour, and it moves. And the Bible is the only book which says about it. This was never said in any other book, and the scientists didn't know about it. It says that sun rises one end of the heaven and makes it circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from His heat. So from that, I like to turn your attention to Psalms 8 with the time limitation. It's a very quick talk here. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. You have set Your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants You have ordained praise, because of Your enemies, to silence the foe and the avengers. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? You know, the creation, the moon, the stars, you know, I don't want to go, cannot go detail into the numerous galaxies. I have written a book in which is available in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble online. It's called When You Meet God. We talk about the science of the universe. Now we talked about the scripture God has spoken. The scriptures and the whole scripture, the entire Bible itself, is spoken by God. And God spoke through the men of God who had received the Spirit of God in them. Amen. God inspired by David says, the heavens declare the glory of God. And also in Psalms 8, he talks about the universe. In Psalms 139, David's revelation to the magnificent creation of our body. Man is created by God with divine intelligence. How he was created is an undisclosed secret of God. See, many men, many women challenging, asking, where is God? Your own body cannot be understood by you. Medical science even couldn't understand all about the human body. Man is created by God with a divine intelligence. Praise God. How he has created is an undisclosed secret of God. God will never share the creation secret with any human being or any being other than somebody equal to him. Who is equal to God? God himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The only persons who share the secret of God's creation is God himself. So all God's all creation, he did not disclose to anyone that how he created everything. How God made human, however, is less of a secret. And while we know only a small portion of the whole truth, we know that the man possesses a body, a soul, and a spirit. We know man has memory, reason, will, intelligence, sensation, and we know that he has a wondrous gift of consciousness. These together with various qualities of temperament compose of the total man or human. Then what God is about? The Athanasian Creed stated, God the Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son of the Father and the Son, not made nor created, but he is proceeding. He is begotten of the Father. He is of the same substance. He is the same source, same sharing, same substance, same essence of God. God exists in himself and of himself. He don't owe his being to no one. His substance is indivisible. He exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as a unitary being. He is a one being in the same time, the three persons in that one being. Just as human beings are made of the body, the soul, and the spirit. God is of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The things of God, you cannot divide God himself to perform a work, but works in the total of his being. The things of God knoweth no man except the Spirit of God. Only to an equal of God could communicate the mystery of his Godhead. Amen. So, God is a Trinity. In the Nicene Creed, established by the Church Council in 318 and then 325 in North Africa, Nicaea, due to Arius' controversy about the Trinity. Now, the Nicene Creed says, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten of only begotten Son of God, begotten of Him before all ages, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. The Nicene Creed also pays tribute to the Holy Spirit as being Himself God and equal to the Father and Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, and give of life, which proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified. Christians divide God between three persons by giving specific work for each of each. For instance, creation to the Father, redemption to the Son, and regeneration to the Holy Spirit. But in the scriptures, the work of the creation is attributed to Father, Genesis 1:1, to the Son, Colossians 1:16, to the Holy Spirit, Job 26:13, and Psalms 104:30. The Son incarnated to human form and lived among us, but there is a full participation of Father and the Holy Spirit in it, as described by Luke in his Gospel, chapter 1, verse 35. The Son's baptism, the Son comes out of the water, the Spirit descend on Him. The Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, and in whom I am well pleased." The resurrection of Christ is attributed to the Father, Acts chapter 2, verse 32, to the Son, John 10:17, and to the Holy Spirit, Romans 1, verse 4. The salvation of the individual person, as Peter's epistle, is to be the work of all three persons of the Godhead. 1 Peter 1, verse 2, the indwelling of Christian man's soul is by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as per John 14, 15 to 23. So what we are talking here is God is one. They don't have a separate identified project or work. Everything they've done from creation of the universe, they called the name of the universe to be formed, the creations to be formed, all by God as the Trinity, as one unit. The creation of human, the salvation of human, all this has been connected by all three in one God. God is self-existing. All created things are originated somewhere at some time, except God is self-existent. God has no origin, and it is hard to grasp. Everything else is created by God. He dwells in light that is unreachable to anyone or anything, as said before. We are able to glimpse Him only by faith and love. Like Moses, we can hide in the cleft of the rock when he passed by. Every living and non-living form by Him. He formed them. He created them. Now we talk about Moses, his greatest desire to see God by faith. And God said to Moses, "Moses, no one alive will not be able to live and see me. I am a consuming fire, but at the same time I am a love. I love you. Now so you enter into the cleft of the rock. When I pass, I will cover you with my arm, so you will not see my face, you will see my back." So Moses did, and he was able to see the back part of God's glory. See, God is a glorious God. He don't have any shape or any size. He is a spirit, but His glorious presence you can see as you be in His presence. Amen. God lives outside of our familiar knowledge, like we said before. He is responsible to no one. Who is self-existent? He is self-dependent and self-sufficient. The philosopher and the scientist both will admit, and there is much that they do not know. He is everywhere while he is nowhere, and he is independent of matter and space. He is unaffected by time or motion, in holy, self-dependent, owes nothing to the world his hands have made. And in the book of Exodus, we can see he declared his name. It says, I am that I am, God said to Moses. He is the great I am. Somewhere in the mountains of Midian, in the western part of Arabia, on the coast of Red Sea, God first said his name, Yahweh, or I am, to Moses. I am that I am. Amen. Jesus is fully God, and his presence is everywhere, and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. And there is more discussion can be done concerning God's presence in the universe and to the question to who God is. Amen to this session, and we'll continue this another time. And with this message, that you have more information about the existence of God, go and look up the book, When You Meet God, Amazon.com. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chacko, v like Victor, at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Every breath.